the dance between feminine and masculine energies. The first time I learned about the energies of feminine and masculine, it left me really baffled. I knew I looked feminine, but then I felt like my dominant energy was masculine. What surprised me even more was the fact that even after I had self-identified with the masculine as my dominant energy, I hit a wall and was more confused than before. It turned out to be just the beginning of the excavation process that I was about to embark on. I remember the time when I flew to LA for a VIP event and met with some of my friends who are also coaches, leaders, and alternative medicine healers. We went to the beach and started talking openly about what drew us to each other, and my friend told me that she just loves my feminine energy. I was confused. The next day, at the hotel I was staying in, I met a woman who told me she was a witch. A good, modern witch. A healer. She came to LA not knowing anyone at the event. So I invited her to hang out with me and a couple of my friends. Later that day, she shared with me one of the most beautiful observations about myself. She told me I have a very strong, welcoming, feminine energy, something she wants to invite more of into her own life. Ironically, this was all happening around the time I defined my dominant energy as masculine and was studying it deeper to understand this part of my identity. Needless to say, this is how life is. It mirrors back to you your dominant thoughts. We are forming opinions all the time. The opinion you have about who you are is the most important one of them all. You are the voice in your head. Of course, there is nothing wrong with me being in more masculine or more feminine energy. It doesn't matter. What matters is the observation and the fact that I learned another life lesson from all of this. Our opinions are subjective, and we filter our observations and explorations of the world around us through this unique lens of our personal understanding of how it works. It's quick, it's spontaneous. You look at someone and immediately the first impression is made. We live and perceive the world through our default beliefs. Masculine energy is the energy of control and perfectionism. It's the energy of organizing things, like making lists, for example, and analyzing data on hand. It's when we use more of our logical thinking and are afraid to trust our hearts. It's dictating how to put things in a certain order and commanding others to do as you say. You could be talking to your spouse, your children, coworkers, and friends in this way. Masculine energy represents being a director instead of being a muse. So let's clarify some things. Not being in control is not equivalent to to not being respected. I know many women have an issue with that and want to control everything around them because they crave respect and importance. If this is you, there is nothing wrong with you. This behavior stems from the deep core desire to feel safe. That's the only way we know how to feel empowered, by controlling our environment in hopes of minimizing any risk of failure or harm. We assume and predict all the future steps, completely removing the element of playfulness and wonder. A balanced and harmonious life is like a dance between feminine and masculine energies in you. Let me explain this. I love being taken care of, protected, loved, appreciated, adored, cherished, and complimented. But to be able to fully receive that from my partner, I need to feel safe to be my authentic self. I need to feel worthy, fully accept myself, and love the most authentic version of who I am. Then I can bloom and blossom into anything I want. I like to be treated like a lady, the queen, and goddess that I am. The need to control people and things around us is a very masculine energy and is frequently associated with physically doing things. This is not the best scenario for a true feminine woman who is magnetic. We simply thrive when we allow ourselves to live from pleasure and desire. This permission gives us access to our divine power of living. What does that mean? We can live our purpose and full potential with fun, ease, and playfulness while impacting everything around us and changing the world for the better. The embodiment of feminine energy is love, nourishment, and softness. And the woman who represents that is truly magnetic. Being around her feels healing and empowering to the masculine man. She and her energy that represents who she is at her core activates his power. If the man is in his healthy masculine energy, he treats his woman as the goddess and the queen that she is. There is this undeniable magic that happens when two souls complement each other and their powers are equally strong but come from their own very unique zones of genius. Women who choose to be in their feminine energy more are okay with leaning back, being more relaxed, and trusting the flow of life. This is still a form of control, but it's a subtler and much softer lead. You control by choosing your thoughts, which then create your feelings. By all means, you are still gently influencing the outcome, and because of that, you are controlling. Not all things are as black and white as we often portray them. It's all fluid and beautiful. And those who are open in their minds and hearts are always great companions for transformational discussions. There are layers and layers to understanding the complexity of things so we can really absorb them from the set point of emotional intelligence and knowing who we are. Softening into your feminine beingness and feeling safe within your body without any masks requires practice, especially when you are surrounded by people full of judgment. This requires work and devotion to your inner growth. Remember, you got this. You're not here to convince anyone of your point of view. You are here to be the most authentic and brilliant version of yourself. The ones who listen with their hearts open and understand you have a deep knowing that you are speaking the truth their souls were longing to hear, and your message feels like coming back home.